Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Ireland. Practitioners of Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, held truth clarification events in the capital city of Dublin every Saturday afternoon in July, Ireland's busiest month for tourism. They introduced the spiritual practice and exposed how the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, has been persecuting it for decades in China. People were grateful for the opportunity to sign a petition against the brutality. One afternoon, a young Chinese man accepted a flyer from a practitioner and shared a disturbing firsthand story. He said his father in China needed an immediate organ transplant, so his family took him to the armed police hospital in Beijing. The doctor told them, "All the organs come from living people, and they are all Falun Dafa practitioners." The young man said that after he left China and saw the reports about the CCP's large-scale organ harvesting from living Falun Dafa practitioners, the truth of the situation took hold of him. He shook his head, sighed, and then expressed his support for practitioners' persistent efforts to end the persecution. He added, "You all believe in truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, but the CCP is most scared of truthfulness."
New York, USA. Falun Dafa practitioners participated in the annual National Night Out, hosted by the New York City Police Department's 109th Precinct in Flushing on August 1st. The event is held by police and communities across the United States and aims to enhance the relationship between neighbors and law enforcement. Thousands of community members turned out for the event. Various activities brought the police and residents closer together with the spirit of community. Some practitioners demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises, while others handed out flyers with information about the practice and the ongoing persecution in China. Flushing has a large Asian population, and most Chinese people who attended the event gladly accepted Falun Dafa flyers, delicately folded origami paper lotus flowers, and balloons. Many gave practitioners a thumbs up and said Falun Dafa is good.
Romania. Falun Dafa practitioners held an informational event in Bucharest's Alexandru Ion Cuza Park on July 8th. They demonstrated the exercises and distributed information about the practice and its principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. Practitioners also educated the public about the persecution of practitioners in China. One woman said, "People have simply lost themselves because of material interest." She added that the values of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance are similar to the traditional cultural values of Romania that she lives by, and viewed the CCP's suppression of Falun Dafa as an attack on these traditional moral values. She encouraged practitioners to enlist the help of government officials to help stop the persecution and to help preserve these moral values.
Australia, the Pacific Pines Winterfest, the largest annual community event on Australia's Gold Coast, was held on July 16th at the Central Park Oval in Queensland. Falun Dafa practitioners shared information about the mind and body practice at the festival, as well as the ongoing persecution of it in China. Many community groups also took part in Winterfest. A large variety of stalls offering food and family-friendly activities attracted an estimated 6,000 people to the festival this year. Demonstration of the Falun Dafa exercises drew many people to the practitioner's booth. Some people expressed interest in learning the practice. The event organizer, Vicky Hocking, said, "I'm delighted to see Falun Dafa practitioners at the festival again."
Turkey. The Kadıköy municipality of Istanbul invited practitioners to introduce Falun Dafa at the Istanbul Ecological Living Center on July 15th. After posting the Falun Dafa event on the municipality's website, its popularity led to having to close registrations due to space limitations. A reporter from the newspaper Kadıköy Press interviewed practitioners before the afternoon event. People of all ages were in attendance, including the reporter's youngest daughter. When the reporter had to leave early, her daughter didn't want to go, and so she stayed and handed out exercise mats to everyone who wanted to learn the exercises. Event attendee Ilgin Aktis noticed that people of all ages were doing the exercises. She shared that the person exercising right in front of her was an elderly woman. Although the young woman had difficulty with some of the movements, she was inspired by the elder's determination to continue, and she persevered as well. Aktis exclaimed, "What a great practice! We should continue."
Spain. Falun Gong practitioners held a Stop the Persecution signature drive in the Plaza Catalunya, a famous tourist site in Barcelona, to protest the ongoing persecution in China on July 15th. They put up banners and display boards clarifying the facts and demonstrated the exercises. A Chinese father and his son visited the Falun Gong table. The father told a practitioner that he knew about many evil things the CCP has done to its own people. He said to his child, while pointing to the display boards, "We live in a democratic country. People here have freedom of religion." They both quit the CCP and its youth organizations with their real names. In the past, a few Chinese had yelled abuse at practitioners at the information site because they believed the CCP propaganda. They came over and admitted to a practitioner that they were wrong. One said that he was moved by practitioners persistently clarifying the facts to people over the years and how he respected their efforts. All of them signed a petition calling for an end to the persecution.
Germany. The German Federal Government Commissioner for Freedom of Religion and Belief website published an article supporting Falun Dafa on July 20th. Authored by German Parliament member Frank Schwab, it condemned the ongoing persecution of Falun Dafa in China and commended practitioners' 24-year-long efforts to end it. He wrote, "I want to draw your attention to the Chinese state's harsh acts against people who practice their faith. Falun Dafa practitioners have been affected by the large-scale persecution for more than 24 years. As a spiritual community based on truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, Falun Dafa appears to pose a major threat to Chinese authorities." He called upon the Chinese government to uphold international law, protect human rights, and provide transparency concerning where transplant organs are sourced in China. Schwab added in closing to Falun Dafa practitioners, "Be certain that I will continue to be of service for you and that I will work with you to promote the freedom of religion, spirituality, and belief."
The following are selected cases of persecution of practitioners in China. Mr. Li Wenming from Lanzhou City, Gansu Province, was recently sentenced to 5 years in prison after being jailed for 19 years. He was arrested in October 2022, right before the CCP's 20th National Congress. A judge sentenced him to a 5-year term with a fine of 30,000 yuan. In August 2002, Falun Gong practitioners in Lanzhou intercepted the cable television network and played videos that debunked lies from the CCP about Falun Gong for half an hour, twice in 2 days. Seven practitioners, including Mr. Li, were arrested for the event. Police shocked Mr. Li with electric batons once every minute, leaving him on the verge of death. He was given a 20-year term and was released in August 2021, 1 year before the end of his prison term.
Ms. Zhang Yujin from Guangdong Province became paralyzed after being jailed for 3.5 years. Ms. Zhang's latest prison sentence stemmed from her arrest on July 12, 2019. By the time she was released in January 2023, the 56-year-old woman was emaciated and looked like she was in her 70s. A relative took her in and has been caring for her. Her condition quickly deteriorated in the months since she was released. She is now also mentally incoherent and has no ability to take care of herself at all. Ms. Zhang began practicing Falun Gong in 1998. After the persecution of Falun Gong began in 1999, she was arrested 13 times and incarcerated for a total of 12 and a half years, including two prison terms and a forced labor term. In November 2000, Ms. Zhang was sentenced to 6 years for going to Beijing to appeal for Falun Gong. While she was incarcerated at the Jiangxi Province Women's Prison, she was hung up by her wrists behind her back for over 10 hours one day. Her arms have been disabled since this torture. Her parents, also Falun Gong practitioners, passed away because of the persecution some years ago.
On July 28, 2023, Mr. Lin Wu, a 59-year-old retired sailor from Guangdong Province, was sentenced to 4 years in prison and fined 15,000 yuan for his faith in Falun Gong. Mr. Lin was arrested on August 14, 2020, and made two court appearances at the Maoming City First Detention Center on May 17 and July 28, 2023. During both hearings, the presiding judge had an ambulance on standby, as Mr. Lin had been tortured by the police to the point of suffering chest pain, high blood pressure, numbness in his fingers, and dizziness. Mr. Lin's wife died as a result of the persecution years ago. Mr. Lin raised their four children all by himself. India. The Falun Dafa Association of India brought the art of Jin Shan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance, International Exhibition to Jehangar Art Gallery in Mumbai from July 20th through the 23rd. 25 artworks showed the benefits of practicing Falun Dafa, exposed the Chinese Communist Party's persecution, and depicted practitioners' uncompromising courage in the face of brutality. Despite the heavy rains during India's rainy season, a continuous stream of people visited the exhibition. The artworks attracted people from all walks of life, including government officials, artists, doctors, lawyers, reporters, TV celebrities, students, teachers, tourists, as well as families. The exhibition was praised by visitors who said they found it very informative and were deeply moved by the stories of hope and courage depicted in the artworks. Model and TV actress Suchitra Pillai was brought to tears by the paintings. She said that the art was incredible and gets straight to the heart. She added, "The whole world needs to know about this persecution, about the practice, and what practitioners have endured to keep the practice alive." Sandeep Gaikwad is an actor who works in the film industry. He said that the exhibition was beautiful and felt sympathy for the suffering of the practitioners. Gaikwad predicted that more and more of the world will soon learn about Falun Dafa and the persecution, despite the CCP's cover-up. He said, "No matter how much you try to suppress the truth about persecution, it will eventually come out, and with a bigger force. It is our duty to spread this message further." Andrea Kavichusa is a model and actress from Northeast India. She visited the exhibition and was very moved by the theme of good versus evil, conveyed in many of the paintings. She was also thankful to attend the exhibit so that she could be informed of such an important issue going on in the world today. She offered, "I am glad that this gallery has organized this exhibition, because a small step can make a big change." Several monks came to visit the artworks. One said that he was happy to encounter Falun Dafa in the form of fine art. He said, "A few of us monks met Falun Dafa practitioners 4 to 5 years back. We like Falun Dafa, since it is based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance." Lawyer Jayesh Mendy was moved by what he said was the positive energy behind the paintings. He said, "I love the paintings, they have so much light." He also said that he could feel the pain of the followers of Falun Dafa through their art. Mendy also shared, "This is the first time I've heard about it, and I'm completely shaken to the core by the brutality innocent people have had to face in China. I am very happy that I'm here and got to learn something new, and I wish all the best to the practitioners of Falun Dafa."
Chicago, Illinois, USA. Falun Dafa practitioners from more than 10 states in the central United States gathered in the third largest city in the U.S. for a march in Chicago's Chinatown area on August 5th. They introduced Falun Dafa and called for an end to the Chinese Communist Party's 24-year-long persecution of the practice. The procession was led by a banner team, followed by a tong waist drum team, a colorful float, a Falun Dafa exercise demonstration team, and practitioners dressed in white, mourning practitioners who were persecuted to death by the CCP. Practitioners also carried banners and signs calling for an end to the practice's brutal persecution in China and congratulated the Chinese people who have renounced their memberships in the CCP and its affiliated organizations. The march encouraged many people to want to learn about Falun Dafa. Chicago resident Sharon Newton said that she learned about the persecution of Falun Dafa from American Public Radio and the New York Times. She witnessed the march with her son and said, "We support Falun Dafa and we support freedom of religion, freedom of thought, and freedom of speech." Lonnie Clemens lives in Springfield, the capital of Illinois. He traveled to Chicago's Chinatown to take photographs, and the parade caught his attention. Clemens identified himself as a military veteran and already knew about the persecution of Falun Dafa. He said, "God created man in his own image, and we must love and respect each other because we are all images of God in different ways." A practitioner from Michigan named Lana Reese took part in the event and said, "I want to share Falun Dafa with people." She reported that before she practiced Falun Dafa, she questioned the meaning of life. She wondered, "What is the purpose of being a human being, and why are we here?" Reese concluded that there must be more than living for this material world, work, and family. After practicing Falun Dafa for more than 20 years, Lana said that she found the answers to her questions. She shared, "I understand that we came here to improve our character." She believes that real cultivation comes from inner self-discipline, not relying on external influences. Practitioners gathered in front of the city's Chinese consulate after the parade in Chinatown. They read letters of public support for Falun Dafa from several senators and House representatives from Midwest states who condemned the CCP's persecution and forced organ harvesting. spectators signed petitions to help end the atrocities. Northwest University student Niall DeBebe lives near the Chinese consulate, and his curiosity arose when he saw a group of practitioners meditating and doing the exercises there. He said, "This is a very peaceful protest. This practice looks great." He said that he was very interested in practicing Falun Dafa.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.